After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
It goes like this. It's just top and down.
What was that choreography now?
Hit him with the rules. Hold on, though. That's too complicated.
I can't dab no more.
That's too complicated.
Hey.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jin here in studio for Love and Hip Hop New York's AfterBuzz TV. After show, I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples in the world. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What up, y'all?
Girl, I feel like we just might as well move in together. We just
I know, we live together all day. It's been all day Monday.
This is our Ratchet Mondays, y'all. Me and Courtney.
That's
check us out.
Know, but I like it.
Miss Trinae Todd.
Hi, you guys.
Straight in bomber jacket, New York.
In New York.
Brooklyn, son.
New York.
Brooklyn.
And unfortunately, he ain't more fire.
He ain't
more.
No fire no more.
Stefan has grown up, ladies
what
and gentlemen. Welcome. You've seen
fire.
That fresh commercial money.
Happened
Stefan Wallace.
Fire.
You guys are
Where
ridiculous.
Is the fire?
I am still more fire. I decided to change my Twitter and my Instagram. I need
no
my name
fire.
To be out there. I don't need y'all saying more fire.
Now, ready? I got to hit you guys up for a setup right here. Because, you know,
set it up.
I always get people hit me up and they're like, you guys are so mean and unfair to the people on Love and Hip Hop.
People go through things.
You know, just enjoy it as a show. Regular people don't watch television like this and think these things about people. Well, so I did an interview over here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, he did.
Spotlight on with single but dating author, sexologist, and relationship expert, the one and only. She flew all the way across
the way.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
You make it sound like I flew all the way here just
for you
guys.
Don't spoil it.
That's
spoil.
What you're trying to do. Here in America, you're supposed to play up.
Be like, play it, girl.
Listen, what is that, a 14-hour flight?
Yeah, 12, I always look like this when I jump off a 14-hour flight.
Honey, I should introduce you, Mrs. Hosseline Hernandez, because that's what she be doing.
Yes.
All right, so you've never seen the show before. We did an interview in which we were talking about relationship love, and I wanted to show you a clip of Tara Amina, and I told you a little bit about their love triangle situation.
Triangles.
So you watched a full, complete episode tonight.
Mm.
What are your overall thoughts from this?
Well, I feel like if it's going to be your fault if I become hooked to this and I go back to Australia and I'm streaming it to find out what's wrong.
You will. It's like
it's quite chaotic and all over the place, and I do feel like I've got to question why these people are putting their dirty laundry on TV. You know, I get a lot of the music
for
side
love
of things.
Money.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, pregnancy and abortion and, you know,
funny.
I just feel like I need to give them a good slap across the face, and especially that
love
triangle.
Girl.
It's no longer a love triangle. This has been going on way too long. There's too many other lives going, mm-hmm. you know, being mm-hmm. involved here and innocent children. And yeah. I really question their motivation for putting this out there. And
amen.
You know, like, it's worrying.
Like, we've taken
honest.
Reality TV a little bit. Now we're killing
it. Too far. Yeah. And I just love babies. How she has only watched one episode and she can take that this has been going on for too long.
Well, it was really hard.
Except somehow Tara can't figure that shit out. And yeah. she's been in it herself.
Well, look, it was years. Really hard for you to watch the episode. I mean, with all the boobage that was
the
going
breasts.
On.
I mean, I'm a, you know, a fan of the boob, but I was getting very distracted. You know, there was a lot of cobweb boobs and showing boobs. And yeah. another thing I want to know is that when the cameras are switched off, is that what everyone looks like, really? Or
absolutely not.
Oh, no, they're actually pretty good at keeping it what they real, because if you saw Peter Gunn's feet, he actually been wearing shoes this season.
Good for him. Good for him.
It just makes him sound more and more attractive.
Well,
yeah,
very
like,
much so. I'm really excited for people to hear your thoughts on the relationship. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go through some of the storylines and, we're going to get some advice from you.
Chat.
From a professional.
We'll just have a little talk.
We're going to start with the first one.
You can diagnose that crazy.
We're going to start with the first one. The first one's Rashida. So Rashida, was sitting down with her fashion circle girls.
Her homies.
Rose was one of them, where they're talking about Lexi and Mo Money and how Lexi's yes. upset with her. I gotta say, though, these were the realest friends.
They were real. They were like, girl,
that we've
that
seen
was
Love
shame.
And Hip Hop or have on the show. Mm-hmm. They're like, girl, you need to be friends with her.
Yes.
Like, that's your
or
only...
You need to get that's her your artist. Studio. You should have talked to her before you just had her show up.
Right.
Yep. With somebody else rapping.
And they knew how long she's been friends with Remy Ma, and they were like, yo, y'all need to get
need
that
to
together.
Fix that.
Don't
yep.
fix it with
they
Remy.
Have to, I mean, Raw needs to understand that Remy was stressed. She was over there doing a
everything.
Whole bunch. It's not even her show. She over here decorating.
And she's Remy
hanging,
Ma. Like,
picking up supplies in the Dollar Tree.
Putting chairs out, you know.
Right, she's Remy Ma, honey.
You're welcome.
I need to be in the studio.
And you show up modeling, like, oh, this is beautiful.
Right.
And wonder why she met.
Low key, that's how those your friends take advantage after you've been around, you know, been friends for so long.
Mm-hmm. True.
They just kind of take advantage of you. Like, yo, hang these drapes. You know, you like.
It'll just be a minute.
You
got
what I'm
it. I'll be there.
It starts with the help me move, too. You know how that goes.
DJ Self find out that he's messing around with Miss Rose,
She's
too.
Like, you got some tea? Anybody getting some D? Because I just want to know, like, who's popping the pussy if I'm not.
Well,
I like that it kept it all the way real.
Yeah,
she tried to act stunt like she wasn't giving it up.
Why are you trying to hold on to it
please.
Now? You've been throwing it around.
You've been a slut.
You've been a hoe your whole life.
You've been a slut.
Trying to change it up now.
Front for us, please.
So you know, we see this situation where then Lexi goes and sits and talks with Mo, who now Mo's working with Yandy. So, and she's using the same beat as Bianca, which I think is kind of messy. Like, if
very
you're a manager
so.
And you know these two people don't like each other, why are you letting them on the same track?
I love it.
I think it's great.
I mean,
great
it makes
competition.
For great television.
Competition.
Ratings were up here tonight.
But it's also good for rapping. Like, they need to battle it out. Who can put the best track down?
Yeah. I know.
I think that's exactly right, Yandy. I mean, they're up-and-coming artists. So let them prove themselves.
And it's a test for Bianca that she obviously failed.
Right.
But
no,
to just act right, to like
yeah,
not
she can't.
Act crazy.
Well, wait, before we get to that.
Right.
We
went too far. Okay.
We see Yandy. She's showing Mo the Bianca beat. Mo too excited for Yandy to make her a star. Like, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody look up to Yandy, though,
right.
on this whole thing. It's not that Yandy's, you know, shouldn't be looked up to.
My thing
Yandy's
is...
Yandy got paper and a good wig.
Girl, you got paper and you got a good wig, but the only thing you can get this bitch on is the DJ Self Cypher again.
I know.
Again.
Right. Oh, guess what? It's the Gwinning Fest. Like,
number
it's
two.
It's coming back.
Round
coming
two.
Back. That was just like last month, too, wasn't it?
It was
it's
like
a month
ago.
Like,
well,
is this an open mic
October.
Thing that happens weekly, like right. monthly?
At the cafe, shut up.
Right, like
at the cha cha.
I can't. Oh, I love the cha cha lounge in Silver Lake. It's my shit. So we see Mo. She sits down with Lexi, who's Mo's wearing last year's H&M Wang. That's cute. Tells Mo about Mariah
Lynn.
Mariah.
Oh, look, the only reason I couldn't not think about it is because the shit looked like a scuba gear. So it's like, it looks scuba gear the year it came out. Now it's 2 years late. So now I'm just like, you just,
it's
out here wearing scuba gear.
And it's look, old. She had, it's she didn't have, no, it was dirty laundry week. That's all she had.
What's that movie with Adam Sandler? Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve.
That's all she pulled out of her closet. That was the only clean clothing she had.
Lexi's salty that Mo's working with Yandy and so feels like salty. She's being punished for being nice. Mo's not on the same level as anyone.
That's her opinion.
I'm not on the same level as them.
Girl, I didn't see you on Vivo.
Right.
I seen you on YouTube. Because here's the thing. Y'all can check out, we have a sister site called Black Hollywood Live, and you can check out, I have a music show on there called The Beat. Mm-hmm. This week, I decided to have my co-host and our special guest, Sounds, you guys can check him out, he's a dope producer. I played all the girls from Love & Hip Hop, all their music.
Where your money gun?
Money gun was one of them.
So what'd he say?
BBOD was a big snore fest. Mm-hmm. Actually, Bianca won, and Bianca and Cardi B were tied.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
As far as what people were listening to. Okay. But anyways, so Mo thinks she's not on the same level as anyone else. I'm just like, look, even though I'm going to keep stretching back to Chicken Noodle Soup, it was popping. What have you done? What are you listening to? I can't. I gotta say though, Mo, her hair was looking better this time
the,
around.
The oh, side not yet. Shade not yet. Braids. That came no,
yeah, the
she
shade
was wearing
braids.
The shade braids this time, which she needs to let go.
The shenanigans.
But it, the shenanigans. Doesn't it look bad when it grows in? You thought it looked better? I felt like
no. I'm sorry. I spoke ahead of myself.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna get to that transformation.
We're saying when it covered up.
Lexi,
because the new growth was bothering me.
Lexi said, "You better do it for the team."
She needed to clean it up.
I know. Did you see how she tried to sneak her way back in?
She was like, I thought we were going to get to do the cypher one last time together.
Why would you think that? Right. Why would you think? I wasn't modeling in the fashion show last week.
You didn't hear me.
Raw does not represent
Raw. Have the nerve to come to my daddy's house. No, stepping
said,
in my house.
Ain't no team.
Ain't no team, girl.
Solo
have
artist.
Have a nice day.
I hate to leave you on this note.
But I gotta go.
Rashida apologized to Lexi. She was upset over the whole, you know, whatever. She said, well, look, Yandy's only over there networking. You need me to network? Because I already have a big-time rap. I'm going to put you in this. As a matter of fact, I already signed you up for the studio. And she was like, really? When am I going in? ASAP. Bitch, you didn't sign her up. You were sitting under there right then.
I got to get this hoe in the studio. Can you come by and pretend like you don't rap with her? Yeah.
Fred, since you in town.
As a matter of fact, I have a really big... I'm a really big artist.
I'll give you a big old kiss. Just come Francis. On. I'll let you see.
No.
You can look him.
No.
Just come on.
Here's the thing. Raw ain't fucking French Montana.
No.
Raw's fucking Frank, who brought French Montana.
The other Frank.
You saw how she got behind him. I was like.
Yeah.
Hey. So, French, I'm gonna let you sit with that track.
You go ahead. And then she's
call
like,
on to that track.
No, she in bed. She's like, drink. Baby, so I got this artist. Boom. You know, I've been stressing.
Baby,
I don't
you
really
know, I got
know
this
what to
artist
do
right now.
What is this? What's the hand here? She's wiping up his wet bag in the
You know, she don't want the
track. What you talking
she
about?
Don't want the track to
pull. I got
what
you.
What you
don't
need? Want the track to pull it? A Karen from
you can't pull my hair.
She's like, what you need? Oh.
A mess.
I wouldn't even know because I don't deal with the weaves.
I gotta say this though. I met French Montana. He is one of the nicest people I've met. He's probably on a lot of things when I had met him.
Okay. He seems like a fun person.
He's a very fun person.
Yeah. He literally happy to be there.
Literally has marble floors. Yes. I tiptoed on
that. Gotcha, bitch.
I sure did. Ask Nicolette about that one. Nicolette was the one tiptoeing.
He was tiptoeing on the marble.
She was more Nicolette, but that's fine. That's a story for another day.
Nicolette! Since they don't play.
Oh, I'm sorry. His name wasn't Frank. Raw is sucking Zach's dick. That's what
Zach. That makes matters even worse. Yeah, Zach. Like, I don't know.
I kind of like Frank better. Let's call him Frank.
For her. All right. Let's talk about a relationship like here, though. Frank and this Remy Mon Papoose.
Yeah. I love him.
So I want to direct this over to you, Miss Nikki. Dr. Nikki. So we saw Remy Ma Papoose. Remy Ma was a very famous hip-hop...
on the rise. She was...
She had a splash.
I think
she
had a splash.
Or
I don't
to
know,
the
I
easy M to the wizard.
rapper. Papoose, also a very big rapper. More underground rapper. As they're... kind of careers were
built. Really taking off.
Like, because I think about it, when she went to jail, that was when Papoose got on the Busta Rhymes track, right?
Right around?
What song was that? Oh my God.
That was a really long time ago.
Touch It, Bring It.
Oh, yeah, she was on the remix. That really sucks that she was in the height of her career.
He was on the remix.
Oh, he was on the, okay.
Remy, right, yeah, with the Conceited and all that. So, two famous rap stars. Remy
got into a situation,
a little violent
situation.
One.
A situation where she had to stab somebody.
You know, because
sometimes shit happens. Yeah.
She realized her best friend wasn't really her best friend, so she had to, you know, shank somebody.
Completely makes sense.
Completely
normal.
Issue. Yeah, totally that's fine.
Or it might have been a shooting, actually. She shot her in the stomach.
I thought she stabbed her.
No.
There's kind of a bit of a difference between a stab and a shoot. It's all the same thing.
Either way, it was an attempted murder.
Yeah. The only difference is motive. So we talk about, they go wedding tasting, cake tasting. Relationship wise, though, I mean, here we have, Remy says, she's opening up. She says, I felt like, nobody was around for me. I felt like people were trying to take my man away from that. Jumping into a marriage right after coming out, is that some advice you give?
I don't think it's the best idea. And I could totally get that, if I was his sister or his friend, and your fiancé's gone and shot someone or stabbed someone, then that's kind of alarming to me. Because what happens when they're going to get into an argument? Is there an aggressive tendency?
That's true. So
listen, if it would have been maybe, some kind of tax fraud or something like that, you'd go, okay, we can sort through this.
We're
talking about quite a serious crime. If there's no aggressive, tendencies. So I totally get that people would kind of be steering him away of, is this relationship going to work? How long is she going to be away for? And, it did sound like that he was being very distracted by everything that was going on with her, which is fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that's at that point where you've got to go, is this relationship going to be till death do us part? Is this what I'm investing into? Or is this going to unravel and then I'm left with a career that's been jeopardized? Mm. So I think it was a very valid, concern there. I think they're coming out of that situation. What's the rush? Have some time to get to know each other again, see if this works, address any issues that have, maybe popped up because she has been away. And then if it works, get married. It's not like there's some race to say I do. And I just feel like people think that that wedding is just going to solve every problem. Because we get to play in fantasy land and let's do the cake, let's get the dress. It all sounds really nice and fluffy, but it's like, what's going on underneath? Those issues are still going to be there after you say I do.
Sure. Well, didn't they get married in jail? So they're just doing the wedding. So would you recommend getting married in jail?
No. Again, it's like, listen, I think
Cardi B's considering it right now.
She is considering it.
If I was in jail, and I feel like that's a really strong statement that they've said, we're going to make this work no matter what. So maybe that was something that she needed because he's saying to her, I'm going to stick by you. I mean, we all know that marriages can end up in divorce anyway, but I do think it's that statement of, I'm going to be here for you when you get out or for however long you're going to be in. But I think when you look at organizing the actual function, like let's take away the actual legal side of things, but the function and all the stresses, weddings are really stressful for a lot of people. So if your relationship has a few cracks and then you go into bridezilla mode and dealing with who's sitting where and what cake and what's costing, I feel like that's not probably the best position to be putting your relationship in.
Okay. Damn.
Take the money and go on a holiday.
Amen to that.
Exactly.
Why not? Needs a wedding?
She'd be like, I said I wanted chocolate icing on my cake.
This ain't red velvet. It's just chocolate cake.
But Papoose wants the baby, so I think that was a little bit of the pressure. He wanted to...
he wants another baby.
Oh, I have a question for you. So do you feel like, putting a ring
Trinity
on it...
Trinity has a friend.
No, you feel like... Shut up.
I have this friend that has a rash.
Let's say her name is Sinead.
And her ring, Sinead, is empty.
So,
Her Twitter is Itty Girl Sinead.
So pretty much you feel like putting a ring on it is going to, speed up the process of having a baby? Like, do you feel like that's a good thing in order to start a family?
For some people, it's really important for them. They're not going to go and have a baby until, they've officially got the ring on the finger. But then, we have our friends on the other side of things that are just popping out babies left, right, and center.
Facebook, I'll be like...
It's a real common trend these days. I think people are having the baby first and then kind of working out, well, let's see how this goes. and then maybe we'll get married. But I think if you're from that traditional realm, it's really important that you go, okay, we're going to be in a serious relationship. We're going to be committed to each other.
Yeah.
But I think the commitment is in the actions, not in the ring, not in what you say. It's like, is this person living with you, supporting with you? Are you getting along together? Maybe then that's a better context to look at, should we have a baby? Not, do I have a shiny piece of metal on my finger?
Yeah, so, because for her, I'm sorry, but because for her, she's like, I'm not having babies until I get my wedding. So it's like she's negotiating.
Well, because she doesn't want to be fat at her wedding. That's the bottom line. Like that, I mean, she doesn't want to go get pregnant, then have to lose baby weight, and then finally have a wedding, because she just wants the ceremony.
But based on what you're saying, would you advise living together before marriage?
Yes. Completely.
Okay.
I think that, you know, you need to, it's like try before you buy. You need to be able to cohabitate and work out, well, what does reality look like? The chores, the dishes. It's like, what does it feel like when you're coming home and you're really stressed and your partner's poking at you for sex and you're like, go away, leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
How do you navigate those obstacles? Because I do think, you know, we're not living in the 1950s anymore. This isn't about, you know, you shouldn't move into it, you know, with each other until you go and get married. But I do think it's important to live together. However, you run that risk of getting very comfortable in, you know, just living together, not getting married. So if you've got one person that it's really important to, the other person's thinking, I don't really care if I get married or not, there really isn't so much of a difference between that dynamics and a marriage, except that you've signed a piece of paper and maybe you've got a joint bank account. So I think you've always got to have a time limit for it as well. Mm-hmm. If marriage is important for you, you've got to have enough guts to say to your partner, I think we should trial this out, but at some point, I don't want to continue in a de facto situation. I do want to end up married to you.
Sure.
But make your intentions known.
So that's where Tara failed. She didn't make her intentions known that she wanted to be a wife
where
to Peter.
Remy did.
And Remy did.
Remy was very clear.
Sorry, y'all. I just died over here.
Welcome back.
I'm just trying to ignore you. I was like, I might be a doctor, but I'm not that type of doctor. I can't be.
I'm about to get some CPR. All right. So let's see. So then we have the sit down with Irene, or Miss Irene, which
Miss Irene.
I love this.
Yes.
I love the fact that Papoose is saying, before we get married, let's sew these up.
Which is what you should do. I mean, you've got to start looking at all the different issues. There will always be issues. Once you even get married, you'll still have issues. It's not like you should feel the pressure to solve everything before you say, I do. But I think if there is something that's there, flag it. Everyone's so good at sweeping things underneath the rug, and especially when you're in all the wedding bells things. Everyone wants to be happy.
Right.
They don't want to admit that there may be a few little bumps in the road. So good on them for having a sit-down chat and just flagging it, because often it's a misinterpretation, and that's what it looked like. There was just that clarity that needed to be, you know, this is why I said this, this is why I was of that stance.
Right.
And you could kind of see her feel a little bit relieved from that. She was like, okay, I've heard it straight from you. I do feel better now. I can start to look at all the other little things I've got to sort out.
I'm excited to see you to sit down with her and her mom.
Yeah. I know.
Is it safe to say that Papoose has a type based on his mom? Did you not feel like mom and Remy were like...
Have been the daughter and
mom's very outspoken, very straightforward. You know, she's strong. You feel the strength. I was like, damn, he married. He's married.
I mean, if you want to get, you know, technical, Dr. Sigmund Freud said that, you know,
Freud.
He said that a lot of men choose women based off their mother, because the first.
Look at you, Trina. Let me find out you being Barnes and Nobles in the relationship section.
You know, the first woman they're in love with is their mother. They have this, like. In their mind, they have this sexual, like, fantasy.
Ooh,
you know?
Oedipus complex?
No, he says that.
Complex.
Oedipus
complex.
Yeah.
College. Same thing that can happen for women and
women and their fathers.
Yeah.
As we see these
ladies on the show.
Except these ladies didn't have daddies, apparently.
Did you notice how much of a little girl Remy was to... Miss Irene.
Yes. Respect. How did she put them hands in her lap? And she was like,
she had the big brown eyes and they were like blinking.
Any other time, she's much more like hard and awkward. But no, she put it down for Miss Irene.
Yeah. I feel like Pap, he kind of, you know, she's a pit bull when she's not around Pap. So when she's around him, she's like this little precious little baby.
Which is so cute.
Pressure release valve.
Yeah.
All right, moving on from them. The only normal story here on the show.
That was a nice moment.
Somewhat
normal.
All right, so
she did kill somebody.
Let's get back to the Andy situation.
Okay.
Mo is recording over
in a new green wig.
the beat Yandy gave her, in a which I must say,
it was nice.
Yeah, like the Aquaman.
It was better.
Oh, I'm talking about the track.
The Aquaman from Hello Good Morning, the Diddy Bop.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still on the way.
Diddy Bop.
Like, I felt like she was going to be, Hello Good Morning, tell him with the liquid.
Right.
But she didn't. Instead, she said, more bottles than daycare. My men DC say I'm Yandy.
My men in DC.
Call me Yandy.
Call me Yandy.
She got in the streets. She got that candy.
Right. Yo, she thought maybe she would.
I thought it was good.
It was clever.
Yeah.
That was a good run. For Mo, I thought that was a good run.
I want your money. I mean, Mo money.
Monisha.
Once upon a time.
Monisha went in.
I thought it was a decent rhyme from Mo, and I was proud of her.
I was proud of her.
I'm mad that they had to keep repeating that little line.
To make it clear.
Because that's all she wrote.
I know, but
clear.
I was like...
Because literally, you know, she was in there. They said, yo, Bianca's coming in. Write something real quick. She's like,
I don't know.
Read this off the Fruit Loop box.
Oh.
Oh, but I can turn this into more bottles than daycare. This bitch reading fucking... This bitch reading Planet Hood pamphlets, writing the lyrics to her lesson.
Wow. I'm not even... Mo, I thought you had a good verse, Mo. I ain't gonna...
Hey,
I'm
not appreciated with that one it, Mo. I appreciated it.
I like how, the women on the show, this episode, was showing the rap skills.
Yeah.
I like that.
Other than fighting each other. They were rapping.
I mean, if you call when Lexi was doing rap, I don't know.
Lexi was like,
hey, French
liked
it.
She just moved. She made the move.
French liked it.
French liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
French was reacting
literally,
to a bottle
movie. Ross said, hey, you think we can get you to say, what she has to say?
I don't know. Something sexy on the phone. He's like, that's too sexy
for me. I can't be on that.
I picked up on a little bit of awkwardness. I read people's body language, and it's like he's got a producer saying, yeah, just look optimistic, and he's thinking,
He's like, y'all paying me enough for
when
this.
When did I say cut?
My thing is just like, when you have to explain the lyrics in that much detail...
Are we talking about men, DC?
Yeah,
you know, like
I got it right off top.
Me too. I was like, I was feeling it.
But Andy didn't get it right.
Yeah,
off
but I'm
top.
Just like, the rest of the world isn't gonna understand that.
I know. Like, I disagree.
People are gonna be like, "Who the hell is Man in DC's and who is Yandy?"
I think we'll all be like, "Oh, that's a tribute."
That's where you put something like that. I think it was really good. She put something like that out there
last week. He found himself in.
Yeah,
did he?
Mendy sees. He in jail too for 8 years.
So the men in jail are gonna think that you wifey? Is that what the
No, but she was just
is that what that meant?
It was a tribute.
No.
So anyways, Bianca and Cardi walk in. Why is she in the studio with my record? So why is she in the studio with my record?
I never feel like
don't get embarrassed for the second time.
If y'all not gonna turn up, then shut up!
Do you pay my bills?
Don't even.
Exactly. Bitch, I thought Latavia was gonna come out like,
Can you pay my bills?
Latoya just in the back like.
I don't.
But you know, I've noticed Yandy kind of just really kills you silently. You ever notice that?
Do you pay my bills?
Like, it's like, damn, do I?
No.
I don't think
so.
I do.
Shut up. She should have said shut up after that.
She should have.
I would have said,
or wait outside.
I sure do not.
You
Bye.
And your friend that I don't know should wait outside.
But they wanted them to fight.
Yeah, that's all that was.
Show, so they waited.
And it's whack. Lil B never gets her blood pressure up, though. No, I don't feel like
she don't need to because she from Harlem, and the thing is, if I talk a decimal above this, I'm gonna shove a motherfucking ice cream cone right up your motherfucking ass, bitch. You heard you.
You heard you. There were too many people from Harlem.
Bitch, I lived in Harlem for 5 years.
Let me find
I lived in Harlem for 5 years, so I know. All right, so Bianca throws some water. It's just messiness, and these girls need to get
Bianca, somebody should slap Bianca and drag her out. You in the studio with all that equipment throwing water around. Smack the shit out of her.
But where you got water from? Why is everybody strapped with water bottles and sodas and stuff?
More importantly, didn't y'all watch? Do your research and development before coming onto the season? Didn't you watch the Atlanta season? This is exactly what happened with Jessica Dime and what's her name?
You're right.
In the studio. But they had the big studio with the piano.
And this is because they Faye.
Strippers.
And she threw
strippers,
the money.
You know, they gonna get down and dirty.
Strippers, you need some room.
Strippers, you need some room. The rest.
They need room for the booty diapers.
clap it up.
The crew was like, man, I hope they wrestle. That's
a whole lot of no.
You said wrestle.
You gotta say wrestle. I hope they wrestle right now.
Speaking of wrestling,
go ahead.
Let's just get into it. Amina playing the piano. Getting a little tired of the Peter fucking
That's no, right, baby.
The thing is that's real I realized that.
That's real pretty.
But that's after pretty. She said, I realized that, you know, losing this baby was actually a blessing to realize that what's been given to me is Peter. Together
because we love each other and I love Peter.
I realized that Peter loved me.
Peter loved me.
And, I love you, Peter. You know, the past few weeks, he's been a real good boy.
He's been
know?
A real
he's
good
He's been
man.
Putting his best foot forward.
He's taking care
and
of me.
And then she literally says, I can see that you want to be with me in a couple weeks. After you shit on me for years.
Right.
So now, Nikki, you saw the last portion of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Now, this is kind of the follow-up scene where Amina, she had her abortion, and now we see Peter coming
so to
her rescue.
Mad that this is a storyline.
This is a real conversation, people.
This really happened.
And it actually happened. She supposedly really had an abortion.
Go. I want to take Peter and give him a good slap across the face and saying, own up and take responsibility for your actions. Because all I see is, you know, these women are in love with him. And, you know, obviously there's a toxic love going on here. She has just been beaten time after time emotionally and she's going back for more. And I see him go, oh, I know I'm pathetic. Okay, start taking responsibility. Because I kind of feel like he's the lost puppy dog. And he's like, I know that I'm troubled and I know that I'm lost. But that's his way of getting away with it. And she's taking him back. So what that says is, I will take you back just as where you are, damaged and all of that. What she needs to really turn around and say, I love you, but you need to be the man that I deserve. You go work out your stuff. Let me work out my stuff. And let's reconvene once you've had some time to, I don't know, go into some serious therapy. Wear condoms for a start. It would be really good.
Go find a Holy Ghost. Right. Like, go do something.
But it just seems to be, you know, he's the lost puppy dog. And then these two
and
women
it.
That just, maybe they're, you know, over the years, 14. their self-esteem has just been, you know, swindled down by this guy. And they feel that they need him.
Oh,
and that needing someone is a real dangerous thing. You know?
I think we should do an intervention with Tara and Amina sitting in a room.
There's no hope.
Wait a minute.
And just Amina. Tara, there's no hope.
Wait a minute.
Tara is 13 years in.
I want to see what this intervention is about. Let's
what
go.
You going to tell
Obviously, we're going to bring
you
the therapist.
You going to set them on fire?
You ever been on Space Mountain?
Or maybe
you
have the
same
for
all the years Space Mountain has been around.
We're going to put them on
heavy duty. Can I finish? We're going to bring in a therapist. Obviously, because you need somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No, what's the black doctor?
Dr. Jeffrey.
That was their last name.
We have no jank.
But anyway, we're bringing in a therapist. And I think we need to find Peter's original baby mamas.
We need to find
No,
the
because they figured
he's got
out
like
a way
10 other ones.
To get rid of him.
They figured out a way to cut loose.
No.
Yeah.
You think they figured out a way.
No, they just didn't sign the papers
just,
to be on TV.
They're not on the show. But you don't know if they got away.
That's the safest way. They were like, oh shit, wait. If I don't sign these papers, I'll never have to see you. Your shit is only going to be with those two women.
Shit, I ain't signed shit.
But they figured out
they
something.
They did not figure
they
nothing
figured
out.
That now,
they're
dog.
Just not,
they're just not on
stupid
the show.
Enough to put their shit on national television. Just like
he's
mama,
got so many baby
ain't
mamas.
Never going to go
well,
on
that's
no
what, you know, when he seemed to be, you know, so surprised when there was another pregnancy. And I'm like, how many do we lose
track? No, but that's what blows
me. He has like 12. Guys. How many kids he has?
No, he's got
he like 10 or 12.
Is that a football team now?
I mean,
a basketball team?
I don't even know. Basketball, yeah. You only need five for that.
There's no such thing as an accident pregnancy in my eyes, because every time
Thank
you have
you.
Sex with somebody, if you're not using a condom and the pill and some form of other contraceptive,
then you are trying to get pregnant.
Well, there's always going to be a chance.
Burn
so
that
don't
shit.
Be surprised when you rock up pregnant and be like, oh, it was an accident.
And
it's
how you
gonna happen.
See, if
for
I was
four months, you like, oh, I wasn't feeling
no,
well.
She was not confused.
No, she was never confused.
Hold up. We ain't even getting there yet. Here's
we ain't
the
even there
I mean,
yet.
These bitches need to fucking spike Peter's drink with spermicide. That's what I'm feeling like.
I'm going to
no,
put it out there.
With
Do
rat
you
poison.
Think that these women are continually trying to get pregnant, especially Tara,
yep.
to keep him?
Yes.
So then let's
yes. Absolutely.
Girl, she said, there's no way I can't be with you after an abortion.
What?
that I had by myself.
By yourself because he wasn't there.
He wasn't even because present for the abortion.
Because he was on the other bitch's mattress in the same building as you.
And it wasn't even a mattress. It was a blow up.
It was a blow up from Target. Those things are pretty comfortable.
So let's just get into it.
You can't even really get it in like that. You just bending and falling. You falling off. Like, and you still took it anyway with dirty ass feet.
It's only like 2 minutes long. Yeah.
Amina, well, Tara came out to say, I can't believe this. Peter has me and Amina pregnant.
She loves it.
No, your fucking legs spread open on Peter's dick.
Right.
Has you pregnant.
Right.
Boo-boo. And it wasn't for the kids.
So maybe no one's taking responsibility here. No. You've got these women going, he got me pregnant. Oh, I'm pretty sure that you had something to do with that as well. You've got Peter saying, I'm pathetic. And it's like, well, maybe do something about that. And then somebody turn around and wrap them all in glad wrap.
Girl. No, they're probably just doing somehow.
Saran wrap.
They'll find a way to stick together.
Like, you sure you're not going to get pregnant? Oh, I'm not going to get pregnant. Like,
shouldn't the government step in after?
I've got a solution.
Oh, we need solutions. Yes.
Polyamory.
That's what we've been saying.
I kind of believe that's what's really going on. They just pretend they live in the same apartment.
If they can't get rid of him, if they're so attached, and you think after all these years, like, these women know that they're in each other's lives.
Just be sister wives.
Well, maybe we should just, like...
Sister wives.
At least then you can work out boundaries, and you can say, well, he'll be with me Monday to Wednesday, you Wednesday to Friday.
So you know where he is.
He'll get pregnant now,
Oh, my God. Lifetime takes all of the castaways from Love and Hip Hop, and that's what it's called, Sister Wives. And it's all the love triangles from all the Love and Hip Hop seasons.
God. Perfect.
Mona.
There you go.
Hosted by Lou Williams of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, my God.
Tara says, you know, I'm 18 weeks
out how
pregnant.
To make it work.
18 weeks pregnant, you know, it's just a few weeks too long before you can do anything. Mm. That's called sabotage, bitch.
Because
I seen you when Amina said she was pregnant, she smacked Peter. You was there with your maternity.
Right. Sure. Double sweater.
Acting like Harry Potter in the mystical invisible robe, bitch. No, I seen that.
She was like,
that baby pump.
I'm pregnant,
and it's so convenient that she chose to have this sit down, making sure that she was beyond the termination time. Mm-hmm. She was like, "Listen, 18 weeks. So
I've exhausted.
I woke up and found out I was sick. All of a sudden,
I've exhausted.
I don't believe
she's been pregnant twice. She's already had two kids.
He knew because you can see in his face. He's like." So you can tell some producers going, okay, now that Amina's got the abortion, you need to come along and, like, now that you're going to reveal the pregnancy, he knew weeks ago.
Right.
This was all just fabricated. And this is the problem that I have is that, you know, when people are obviously intervening with these situations here, we're talking about, you know, innocent babies that are being brought into this world.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got producers going, okay, you're going to tell him now when you're pregnant and... You know, maybe they're sitting there going, okay, go get them pregnant at the same time because it's going to be a really good story.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
That's sick, but that's probably happening, honestly. And the crazy thing is she got on Instagram and did this maternity photo shoot, covered in gold.
So proud.
And got offended when people were like,
that poor
you're
child.
A dummy.
But look, I mean, if the producers are truly behind just...
No one's
this
behind
debacle.
Getting these bitches pregnant.
No, but it's not behind, but there's a certain way of encouraging things.
Yeah,
you
there is a way.
In people's heads
look, Peter don't have a place to stay tonight, Amina. Can he please just stay with you this night? And then he ends up getting the bitch pregnant because he sneezed on her. And then we're in this predicament. Now, my thing is...
I don't even know if Amina was really pregnant.
No, here's the thing, yo. I do question that.
Yeah.
But Tara... Oh, it's just disgusting to even say this because I know bitches like this and I'm sorry. But Tara gonna hold this 4-month damn baby in her gut secret. Mm-hmm. Just so excited. Like, Peter's gonna be mine.
He's gonna come back.
He's gonna spend the next 4 weeks at my apartment.
You know why, right? He has the capacity to marry now. They were together 13 years?
No, he's married to
I know, but she still feels like somehow she can get him.
Well, the loophole if you live with somebody for a certain amount of time, right?
Common law or whatever.
That's a fact. You know,
but I think she still feels like now that he is the type that'll actually marry, he'll leave Amina.
Yeah.
And marry
her. Well, she said in another episode that Amina might be the wife, but you're not
his woman. Like, I'm the girl. Like, she still thinks she's number one.
Delusional. Shout out to Caitlin Monroe, because the bitch done said that Tara at this point is gone girl. And yeah. I totally agree with that bitch. This bitch counting Amina's damn fucking...
everything. She's like, okay, Amina is her cycle on this day. I fuck Peter that day. Yeah. And his sperm is not going to work there. Yeah.
Really wouldn't. She said, Peter has more concern for Amina. But this is really true shit. But that is really sad that Peter's mind went right to this. He said, no, because here's the thing. I feel like Amina's going to feel like I didn't want her to stop having an abortion because I wanted you to have the baby. That is the realest shit they done put on television, y'all, because that's some real fucking shit.
Yeah, that is.
And now I question, Peter, did you not say that to Amina because you knew the other one was pregnant?
Tara was pregnant. You knew
pretty much.
The struggle is all the way real.
And that's how it is when you've been a dude that's been lying so much and concocting so many different schemes. When something happens, you immediately start thinking about all the angles. Because
no, was it not you?
I was just like, oh, you got some first-hand information and studies. You studied this analysis.
I know people.
Oh, you know people. Okay.
I have a friend, right?
My friend.
Are we going back to that friend business? All right.
What's it called? So, okay. So then you say you read people's body language. So when he said that. He realized that he continues to fuck everything up. I prove everyone right. Maybe I am who people say I am. He got the wake-up call. Something is wrong with him. Did you take that as authentic?
No.
Why?
Because I think he's been doing this for so long, and it's so much easier sometimes to say, I'm screwing up. Mm-hmm. But there's that next step. Are you going to do anything about it? Mm-hmm. And we see, you know, we see this pattern with so many people all the time, especially when you look at these guys that are running around with multiple women, and they just start to get into that pattern of, this is me, I'm so screwed up. But is he making any actions to make this right?
No, because that's the point where they always take him back.
Yeah. Mm. And it's the stray puppy dog. And I think these women, you know, they have a love for him, but they see his damaged side, and it's like, oh, you know, I'll take you in. And maybe they're not exactly patting him. It's going a little bit further.
They're patting him.
They're just not patting his head.
Patting him, squeezing him, rubbing on it, licking on it, doing whatever.
They feel like they should leave him, though.
That should be more swallowing. They probably would be.
Every time they say to him and take him in and go, you poor little puppy dog, I'm going to take you in, I'm going to look after you. In his mind, it's going, I can continually get away with this. I can keep getting away with this. And that's why I said Amira should have turned around and said, we need time to separate and work this out and start proving to me that you can do the right thing by me. It should be that way, not, well, let's jump back in and abortion's made us
cool. You're speaking as a rational human being.
We're going to send Amina and Tara
A copy of this book.
Just send me in. I'll
single
just
but dating. Single but dating.
All right, so right before we go into predictions really quickly, we got a quick scene of Cardi B, Bianca, Mariah Lynn. I'm only talking about this because I know everyone's going to be like, y'all didn't talk about Cardi B like it was something you can talk about. They was blowing, they doing white people activities. Blowing glass. No, I'm gonna go to the bathroom because I bought it.
Super set up. It's so crazy.
And then Mariah Lynn, I hate when bitches do this. Like, I'm Puerto Rican.
I was gonna say,
my Puerto Rican gonna come out.
Now all of a sudden, you ethnic.
My daddy might be Puerto Rican.
Once the snow bunny comment came out, no, I believe she is Puerto Rican.
Probably.
But she has to prove that extraness because it was once she questioned her and called her the snow bunny, it was like, everything got a little more, you know.
Yeah. A little more gangsta all of a sudden.
You know what I mean, Marilyn? I didn't see when mommy was wrapped up in prison.
I love that.
I didn't see that, Marilyn.
Cardi B got invited to the money bag.
Where she's like, I need to give her a fresh ass whooping. She needed some baby powder when she said that.
I just get to see what Mariah Lynn's about, though. I want to see her and Mo fight.
They won't.
They're not going to fight.
Nobody's going to fight Mariah Lynn. Don't fight Mariah Lynn. You're too small.
Let's head into predictions. And then can you prep me Mariah Lynn Money Gun, the song? Because we're going to go out to Mariah Lynn Money Gun.
I like that Cardi B said, I'll come see your studio session as long as it ain't on a weekend. Because she's going to be stripping.
She's got to go to work.
She's taking care of herself.
She is going
to work so she can pay her bills.
Oh, wait. And then also we missed out Rich Doll's giving relationship advice. And shout out to Papoose and his Coogie sweater.
Shout out to Rich Dollars. Daddy Daycare is over.
You can go back to Creeping and Nasty, and it's coming back next week.
Creeping and
right away, right?
Creeping and Nasty, right away.
All right, so next week we're going to get Cardi B getting married to someone in jail, I think.
That's just...
She's considering getting married to her boo in jail.
A minute 12 in.
That's just like
he's saying her papers.
Wedding.
So, and as we said, Dr. Nikki, you say
don't get married in jail.
Probably not the best idea for Cardi.
Probably not the best idea to get married in jail. I think there's other ways to show somebody that you you're dedicated to them rather than go, hey, let's have a wedding behind bars.
Yeah, but we don't take that seriously, though. That's not even, that's probably not even going to happen. That's just like
Amina versus Peter.
It's a good storyline.
Yeah. Amina's going to find out that Peter is having another child.
And I just can't help but having my heart break. As hers does, brand new every
Look,
time.
My heart can heart only break when
breaking.
She gets that heart removed off her neck.
Is your heart breaking? Or are you starting to feel sorry for her because she's just taking an ass whipping?
I watch her taking ass whipping for years now. I feel like
I'm, I don't feel every
sorry. Time. I don't feel sorry for her at all.
Her heart breaks brand new every time.
No.
She it does.
Like, nah. Brand new.
Did you see how she like broke down?
Nah. She don't even know what none of that means is or ever was. She don't know what she.
I think her heart breaks.
She'd be feeling brand new each week.
But what I'm
still
really
feeling
excited
bad for her,
for.
Though. She brings it on herself.
Can you start to play that right now?
Like you grown.
I think
you're
gonna go to like a minute and something. Because it's like right after
time
she shoots the bitch in the car.
Poor Amina.
Right after that.
Because it's a long track.
Well,
it's after that.
I know I've been doing good for 3 weeks, so I just wanted to talk to you about something. Tara just called me. And
unfortunately,
you know, she's pregnant. Right
back again. When I wasn't doing so good, she's pregnant.
All right, and then the final one is, I'm excited, Mariah Lynn, Rich Dollars. They're going to have a personal relationship, and it's going to be Rich versus Cisco.
I think Cisco needs to fall back in this situation.
Cisco?
Yeah, it's Rich Dollars.
I'm just looking like...
And then they should play this
Cisco
too.
Cisco can't lose another woman to Rich.
Cisco, yeah, whatever she did to Cisco, got him pussy.
Even
with.
In the bathroom.
No, no. But
you know?
Cisco, he picked up Diamond after Rich, didn't he?
No, Diamond came out there for Cisco.
Yeah.
And then Rich
got in the bathroom. Rich,
Cisco ain't no match for Rich.
Right. Cisco, you know, Rich is always getting up on Cisco's girls. Yeah. It's like a personal vendetta.
Maybe those just, girls that like those light-skinned dudes.
It's just disgusting.
Y'all need to stick with them brown skin dudes.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for my new addiction.
Yeah. Are you going
to
get into
it? Because I need to know who keeps getting pregnant next. How am I going to sleep at
it's
night without
gonna
knowing
though.
It?
It's never going to end.
Never gonna end.
That's the vicious
the
cycle.
Circle keeps going. Oh.
But if
it
you want to know how you cannot get pregnant while dating, make sure you guys read Dr. Nikki Goldstein's Single Butt Dating book. And where can everyone follow you?
Jump online. I'm www.drnikki.com.au and all my social media is Dr_NikkiG.
And we actually talked about something else that these girls could look into, right? Mm. Maybe freezing their eggs.
Yes. I've been out there talking to everybody and saying younger women need to be considering this because it gives us more options, but something that we're going to be talking about because there's a lot of negativity out there, and I think the more we talk, the more we're going to lift that, and we're actually going to say to women, go out and live your lives and work out what it is that you want and date and find what works for you in relationships so you don't end up having babies to Peter. And then when you've got to that point in your life where you're like, you know, I know what I want and I'm a little bit maybe mature, you can go back and use those eggs. Or you could donate them one day to someone who actually needs them as well.
There you go, Tara and Amina. Well, thank you so much. Make sure you guys follow Dr. Nikki at Dr_NikkiG. You guys can hit us up everywhere at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
Your girl Trinae, Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk.
And I'm everywhere at I Am Stefan now, guys.
No boom. More fire.
I Am Stefan.
No more fire. And we're going to go out to Mariah Lynn, Money Gun. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.